New Year's resolution? You know, one of those resolutions after you lose weight and, you know, and go to church more and clean your room and clean the garage. One of the things that makes the top five list, I think, is make sure you take care of your money, save for retirement, invest more. That's, I think, a fairly common thing. You know, put a little more money aside. Don't squander your money on things you don't need. It's probably a pretty good New Year's resolution to be more mindful of your resources. My next guest is Craig Stiles, Managing Director of Ameriprise Financial Services in Lansing. He, of course, serves statewide, though. Craig, welcome to the program. Glad to have you in the studio.
Thank you very much, Steve. Glad to be here.
So tell me about Ameriprise. Tell me about what you do. I know you obviously are in Lansing, but you're not limited geographically. You serve people all over the state. In fact, all over the country, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. We're registered in about 25 to 26 different states throughout the country. Work with clients in each and every one of those states. Ameriprise has been around for roughly about 125 years. I run a team there, the Stiles Miller Clark Group. So I have two, Nathan Clark and Greg Miller, and have a couple of assistants that work for us directly. So
you've been doing it a long time, and you've kind of struck out on your own recently. This is kind of a new adventure, right?
Very much so. From the perspective of being in the industry for north of 17 years, we've really had to find an organization that was really much in alignment with the philosophy of our group and our team and how we serve our clients. And Ameriprise, really, over the last couple of years, we've been doing a due diligence on firms throughout the country. And Ameriprise really floated to the top. A lot of it had to deal with their client-centric focus that they had, their investment planning and a financial planning process that they focus on, that they actually have a really nice structure to it, and the covering of essentials, the insuring of the lifestyle, preparing for unexpected circumstances, and quite frankly, leaving a legacy. So they're very much in line with what our group and our team has been focused on for quite some time.
And I think yours is an interesting story. I've gotten to know you pretty well over the last few years.
Yeah.
And your story is different. And what I mean by that is you're not an investment guy. You're an engineer.
I am an engineer.
You graduated from the University of Southern California. You're a guy who, you know, you have an analytical mind. Is that fair to say?
Well, yeah, correct. University of Arizona.
Oh, I'm sorry. University of Arizona. I put you in the wrong place.
No, that's right. Yeah. Tempe, Arizona. So I'm a Sun Devil from that, but that bounced me around. I started off at Kalamazoo College back in the 91, was there for a couple of years playing some basketball. Took a year off of school because I didn't want to graduate with a large amount of debt. And so took a year off of school.
Smart.
Yeah, I thought so at the time. And so I took a year off of school, joined the Army Reserves, worked in construction during the day with my dad and his construction company at the time, and waited tables in the evenings, worked third shift at a manufacturing company on the weekends. So I worked hard to get where I was at. And then I started back up at Western Michigan University to continue on with my degree. Got called up for Bosnia in 96, which took me out of school for another year. Got married, and when I returned from that, my wife graduated at that point, was working as a consultant, and so that's what took me to Arizona State.
Man, you got a lot going on.
And
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to send you to the University of Spoiled Children, as I call it. Exactly.
Right.
University of Spoiled Children, USC, of course. But yep. Arizona, you're a Sun Devil, of course.
That's correct.
But construction worker, a waiter in the factories, a college student, a veteran, all of these things. And that's why I think that you're a very unique story. And that's why I think you have a unique story to tell when you talk to other people about investing, because you've been in a lot of places that they are.
We've been there and we are there in many respects. As I've shared with the story of where we've gotten to where we are, and I say we because it's my wife and I. We've been married for 23 years. I've got two kids in college now, and I have a two-year-old at home. And yes, I have another seven in between the two in college and one that's two. So,
and that's right. You, for those of you scoring at home, doing the math, that's right. That's 10. That's a round number of 10.
That's a round number of 10. Yep.
Homeschooled.
All homeschooled, man. Correct.
And you still have hair, which is impressive.
I've got a couple strands up there yet, yes.
Your wife must be just an incredible.
She's a saint.
Incredible. Yeah, absolutely. She's a saint. Well, she puts up with you, right?
There you go. Very much so.
So Craig Stiles here from Ameriprise, but I want to get into this, and we might have to take this through the break, but I want to dig into this a little bit, because in today's world, and I'm going to rely a bit on your engineering background and some of the other things that you've done, that analytical mind that I mentioned, because today's world, as we know, whether it's social media or websites or all the other ways that people get information on you and me and everybody else on the planet, from our smartphones to our computers, I mean, there's this mass compilation of mega data everywhere.
Yep.
Yep. And you have this thing that you created a number of years ago called Desideri Analytics.
Correct.
And Desideri Analytics is a way to take this massive pile of data that every one of us has. I mean, there's a file on you and a file on me and a file on everybody out there, right, that you can compile. And so when somebody comes and sits down, you say, Craig, here I am with my wife, whatever the case may be. How do we find the best match for the investments that we're looking for? And you take this Desideri and you put all that data in there, and then there's a result. So explain Desideri a little bit in a nutshell.
Well, in a nutshell, it's basically necessity, as we identify, is the mother of invention.
Sure.
And when I first started in the business, I had to affirm for myself as to why I'm making recommendations to particular investment products, understanding and knowing everything out there that clients have access to.
Your integrity relied on it.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And so based on that, I wasn't very comfortable with just regular filtering products that are out there. You start with 15,000 products, you filter it out down
to four. Hold on. When you say 15,000 products, you mean 15,000 places a guy could invest his money?
Absolutely.
15,000?
I'm using that as an example. There's actually 278,000 mutual funds alone.
Good Lord, 278,000.
9,600 institutional managers, 117,000 or so exchange-traded funds available globally.
Right, so the average guy like me comes stumbling into your office, you know, bleary-eyed because he doesn't know, you know, what do I do? What do I do? And we don't know, most of us.
Correct.
And I consider myself reasonably well-read. I try to do the right things. Ivy does, you know, her reading and her research. I still have no clue.
Right, and then you have someone like me coming along and saying, no, you should be investing in the X, Y, and Z company or ABC company. And then somebody down the road maybe saying something completely different.
No,
you want to do that. So what I wanted to do is basically help the client find the appropriate product, help and educate them on what you should look for, how you should look for it, and then how important those criteria are. And that's kind of what spurred Desideri Analytics to be formed.
And so Desideri is a way to take those information points, the massive amount of data that's out there, whether it's about the 278,000 mutual funds or about me personally or my wife or my circumstance, and to put it all together and get an answer that fits us custom. Does that make sense?
Very much so. Instead of making a product that's custom, I'm making your search custom. It's probably the best way to describe what Desideri Analytics has done. To where I take the research that is available to us and take that research and actually tie it directly to the product as opposed to the researcher or the analyst making the recommendation of the product. Because what I've noticed at every phase that from the financial advisors making recommendations to the analysts that are analyzing the data, there's a filter process that tends to eliminate the most or best interest product.
It cleans it up and it makes it better application, folks. Let's hold that thought right there. Craig Stiles here from Ameriprise and talking about his proprietary program of Desideri Analytics and why it can apply to you and give you the best match possible when it comes to an investment and a suggestion and a recommendation. 41 after. We'll have more with Craig right after the break on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God!
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.